pastor of End Time Message Assembly in the Willows in Pretoria. That's where Brother Victor Shidongo is going to. And some of our sisters who were in South Africa, they've been going there. Like Sister Faith is way up there. God bless you, sister. Pastor is here now. All right. But we're so thankful that we could have good cooperation with him. I mean, he has got church in the capital here, and we got church in the capital in South Africa. Okay. No, you missed it. It's vice versa. I said he has got church in the capital of Harare, and we have got church in the capital of South Africa. Amen. We mentioned the other time that in 1996, May 7, that's the man who ordained me. Amen. Okay, you remember this picture? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it was a special day, okay? Because that's the day the angel of the Lord visited Brother Branham in the cave. So it's double commemoration. The Lord is wonderful. Brother George Martin has been coming through to Zimbabwe, firstly in 83 when he came in for a convention at Mazowe High School. Amen. We didn't have much knowledge into knowing what's happening in the third pool. The opening of the word. But when he came in, it was a lot of eye-opening. Amen. We enjoyed that very much, and that changed a lot of lives and ministries. Amen. So ever since he has been coming, yes, he's still coming. Amen. So he's correct to his record. So all these years since 83 he has been coming, and we closed doors for some. Amen. But his doors are still open. Praise God. So without much ado, we want to stand so that he can come into minister. Mercy wrote my life. Amen. So those who were around since that time in 83, you know what we are talking about. Some of you, unfortunately, were not born yet. Amen. But God is good. Mercy rewrote my life.
I'll talk.
Speak slow.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All mercy rewrote my life. Surely rewrote my life. My life.
God is good. I give him the praise. I give him the worship.
First and foremost, I'd like to appreciate my pastor. When I'm here, he gives orders, I obey. The Bible says to consider them who labor in the word and doctrine. Consider them of double honor.
Mugovapa kuremekezwa
kwakapetwa ruviri.
Kwete kuremekezwa bedzi.
Double honor.
Kwakapetwa ruviri.
Stay with the pastor and you will grow faster.
Iwewe garawe na pastor unokura nokukasika.
I look around, I see Brother Ben Chivaura there.
Tarisa ndaona Brother Ben Chivaura.
I met a brother, the trustee, Ray Kadiwa.
Kasangana na Brother Ray Kadiwa.
These are the Madaras of the message.
Aya ndo madara e message.
The Sakurus.
Anasikuru, the uncles and grandpas.
And we appreciate them.
Tinova yemura zvakanyanya.
To the young men here to my left. There are three ships you must prepare for. Three ships.
Pani ma zvikepe zvitatu zvatinofanira kupinda
nazvo. Zvikepe zvitatu.
Three ships.
The first one with that young lady was friendship.
Chekutanga nomusikana uyu akanaka.
Friendship.
Kushamwaridzana.
Now it's courtship.
Iko zvino tamu courtship.
The next one will be battleship.
Chikepe chinoteera ndechehondo.
But I believe that you will be prepared.
Asi ndinotenda kuti hama inenge yakagadzirira.
Since you sit under an able minister like Brother Chesa.
Sezvo tiri pasi pekufudzwa nemufundisi akaisvonaka kupinda vamwe vose Pastor Chesa.
Yes.
Amen.
He took me back to 1983 Mazowe.
Vakandidzosera muna 1983 kuMazowe.
It was my first ever visit to this country.
Kangagarike kutanga kwangu kushanya munyika inoyi.
I always remember it because I have a certain way of memorizing things.
Ndinogara ndichizvirangarira ndine karangariro kandinoita zvinhu.
God's life is Zoe.
Upenyu hwaMwari Zoe.
And this place was Mazowe.
Nzvimbo yatakaenda uku yanga ichinzi Mazowe.
Amen. I know you were standing, let's turn to the Bible. And we find Genesis 37 and verse 2.
And
Pastor, thank you very much for allowing me your pulpit. It takes a great deal of confidence for a minister to step aside for another. Because there are many wolves in sheep's clothing these days.
Kune zvitsere zvakawanda zvakapfeka hanzu dzemakwai.
We have not come to harm the sheep tonight.
Hatina kuya kuzokuwadza makwai manheru ano.
We have come to bless and to uplift.
Tauya kuzoropafadza nokusimudzira.
Our title tonight is going to be
Musoro wedu weshoko manheru ano uchati
Number 17, a system change.
Number 17, kushanduka kweuronga wagara huripo.
We take a scripture from Genesis
37
verse
2.
Very strange reading. It says, these are the generations of Jacob. Instead of saying Jacob begat so and so and begat so and so,
panzuve kuti Jakobo akabereka ningi akazobereka ningi kana ngana.
It goes to Joseph being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report.
Marudzi aJakobo ndewawa, Josepha wakanga ane makore ane gumi na manomwe, achifudza makwai pamwe chete nevakoma vake, wakanga achiri mukomana pamwe chete navanakomana vaBira.
He brought their evil report. So 17 can fall on the negative or on the positive. May God add blessing to the reading of His word. You may enjoy the comfort of your seats. Pastor has already prayed.
Pastor,
we prayed at the back. And I was praying since this morning. Let me encourage the young ministers. They sent an older missionary and a younger missionary to go out into the fields. And every day in the evening when they went to sleep, the young man would fall on his knees and begin to wrestle in prayer. That's wonderful. I'm not against it. But the old man would just bow his head and say amen and jump into bed. It went on like that for 30 days. Every evening the young man is trying to break through and Baba where do and going on.
Praise.
So the young missionary said to the older one, I stumble at you. Every evening you just say amen and you jump into bed. You leave me to pray alone. The wiser man said, my son, I've been in the field for a few more years before you started. When I say amen, and I jump into bed, I'm ending a prayer I started this morning. Amen. Number 17 is a system change. Normally, other generations in the Bible are written like this. In Genesis 5, it will say, these are the generations of Adam. In Genesis 6, it will say, the generations of Noah.
Genesis 6 about Zinzara Noah.
And every time it will tell you Adam begat so and so, so and so begat so and so. In Genesis 10 it says the generations of the sons of Noah.
Genesis 10 anoti zvizvarwa zvevana vaNoah.
And it will tell you that Japheth begat so and so and so and so begat so and so. Kubudza kuti
Japheth akabereka ngana ngana akabereka ngana.
And in Genesis 11 it will say the generations of Shem.
Genesis 11 anoti zvizvarwa zvaShem.
Shem begat so and so and so and so begat so and so.
Shem akabereka ningi ngana akabereka ngana.
In Genesis 11 it will say the generations of Terah.
Genesis 11 anoti zvizvarwa zvaTerah.
But in Genesis 37, where we read,
Genesis 17,
it's very strange. It says the generations of Jacob. It says full stop. Joseph being 17 years of age.
Joseph 17.
Why is it leaving the natural mold, the natural style of generation writing? It's because God wants you to take note of 17 years old.
17.
Thank God for a prophet that God sent
that
taught us the mystery of numbers.
He said,
one is the oneness of God. Two is for a witness. Three is perfection. Four is deliverance on the positive side. If you take it to the horse riders of Revelation 6, then 4 is not a good number.
If you take it
to those insects in the book of Joel, then 4 is not a good
number.
But when you take it to the positive side, when the three Hebrew men were thrown into the fiery furnace, when the fourth one came, it was deliverance. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Your four beasts that surround the throne of God, and they run through the seven church ages for the benefit of the bride. Five is grace. Six is a number of man. And you already know that. He was formed, made on the sixth day. Created on the sixth day. He's got six senses, really. Amen. The sixth one being faith or unbelief. And all over the world, I don't know who told him to do it like that. When somebody dies and they are not cremated, six people carry the coffin. It's a number of men. And they dig 6 feet down. Internationally. But the believer goes to the sixth dimension. Can you nurse tonight? Can you nurse? Hallelujah. You are gentle warriors in the harvest time. And all these promises that came by Malachi 4, they are yours for the taking. Seven is perfection. Completion, I mean to say.
Seven.
The prophet says eight is eternity. Back to one.
Number one.
But very few people have researched nine. Nine is falls on both sides too. Because nine is six upside down. That's right. So nine is life forming in the womb on the positive side. On the negative side, Jesus healed 10 lepers. Nine were ungrateful. Nine never came back to say thank you. One came back to say thank you. And I researched his name. And I found out that his name is George Martin. Hallelujah! The prophet says, put yourself in the scripture. I'm putting myself in the scripture. I've come back to say thank you, Jesus.
The
prophet says 10 is the number of the world. You know, of the world.
Number in Yika.
In Yika. Amen. You know how when they shoot those rockets into the air, into outer space, they count from 10 backwards. So he took it from there, God revealing it to him. 10 commandments. Go out into the world. 10 virgins. Out there in the world. 10 plagues. Strike Egypt. You can preach for hours on these things. 11 speaks about the Gentile bride in the end time. The 11th hour Gentile workers is you.
12
is the number of worship. 13 is the number of a woman and America as a woman's nation.
13 in number, yomudzimai, we are America in number, inyika yomudzimai.
I used to wonder where the prophet got it from,
except
it has to be the angel of the Lord told him. But you see, when you testify to somebody outside the message, and you say 13 is the number of a woman, they are going to say, where is it in the scriptures? So that calls for going back into the scriptures. By the grace of the Lord, I began to see that when Boaz was to redeem Naomi, to get Ruth as a parcella, for bonus, amen, Boaz called 10 men. That's what the Bible says. In Hebrew, they are called a minyan.
Minyan.
10 men. Boaz was the 11th man. And there was another man, another kinsman redeemer. There were 12 men. And the 13th who stood there was a woman called Naomi. 13 is the number of a woman. When Rahab had to be delivered, they went around the walls of Jericho once a day for 6 days. But on the 7th day, they went 7 times. So 7 plus 6 is 13. They went around the walls of Jericho 13 times to deliver a woman. Like the pastor said, I listen very carefully. He says there are certain things you can speak in public, and other things are particular. So I'll speak like the prophet spoke. He says certain things go see your doctor. We are going to talk within the veil now. When our sisters reach a certain age, suddenly Red China starts visiting. Red China. I'm speaking within the veil. The sisters know what I mean. If you don't know, that's all right. You are still courtshipping. You are getting there. But the married brothers know what I mean. When they reach a certain age, once a month, Red China visits. Is that right? But our months are 30 days, 31 days.
30 mazuva ne 31.
The Jewish days are 30 days, 1 month, 30 days constant. So if after every 28 days there's a visitation, there's an extra 2 or 3 days in certain months. Amen. Amen. So when you pick up those extra 2 or 3 days every month, she gets a visitation 13 times in 1 year. That's why the prophet says 13 is the number of a woman. Go see your doctor. Hallelujah! Can you nurse tonight? Those of you who have studied numbers, you know that there are even numbers and uneven numbers. 2 and 4 and 6 are called even numbers.
2, 4, 6, my even number.
But 3 and 5 and 7 are called uneven.
3, 5, 7 anonzi ma uneven number.
Then the third group of numbers
are
numbers called prime numbers.
Anonzi ma prime number.
These numbers,
my number,
are numbers that can only be divided by one,
my number, no, when I go divide one, one,
or divided by themselves.
I go divide one, number, you, you, you,
and these numbers are,
my number,
watch me, 1, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, and 17. So 17 is the seventh prime number.
Prime number, H7.
Hallelujah!
Glory.
So 17 is another way of saying
seven.
When the prophet, who is the seventh messenger, was baptizing the 17th person,
which is 17.
God saw seven and seven. Hallelujah!
Amen.
He said, now you take a message to the world. You see? I can see some brothers are still working it out. But don't worry, you will see it in the Bible and in the message. Let us begin. I won't be long. I think the last time I was here, I told you about a brother. God bless his heart. He was preaching in Cape Town. They gave him the pulpit at
8
Wednesday night. People have come from work, children have come from school. Some of them haven't eaten supper yet. Midnight, the brother was saying, I haven't even started with myself. Now you must be very careful when you're in Cape Town. The colored people of Cape Town are not as nice as I am. So as he was going to 1 the morning, that's 1 a.m. A brother shot up from the back there and he said, Pharaoh, let my people go. So before anybody says to me,
Pharaoh,
I'll give over to the pastor. Amen.
Amen.
So in Genesis 1, when you read the words, let there be, where God says, let there be, in Hebrew, it's tet, vav, bet. Tet equals 9. Vav equals 6. Bet equals 2.
Bet 2.
9 and 6 and 2.
9 plus 6 plus
gives
2
gives you 17.
Zvinokupa 17.
God's word in the creation already changing the system of darkness into light. Let there be light. Total number is 17.
So
every time you're going to see through the Bible, through the life of the prophet, every time 17 comes around,
number 17,
expect something to change. And they've run ahead of me, Pastor. They have run ahead of me. This year is 20.
Gorerino, the 20 and 17.
You've run ahead of me. But we are going to get there. Watch this. We are told by the scripture that Noah entered the ark
May
the
17th.
Why May the
17th?
God is going to change the system. He's going to bring a flood. That's why the cloud that came on February 28th of 1963,
February.
Yet the first publication was May the
17th.
God reminding us, there's your ark, there's the cloud, the word for the hour, step in there. Do you know that when Sarah said to Abram, Genesis 21:10, cast out this boy and the bondwoman, cast them out. When you read your Bible carefully, Ishmael was 17 years old.
Ishmael anga ine makore 17.
Pastor, I didn't say. Amen. Now I feel that small. Two great preachers, a third one, three wise men. Pray for me tonight. I need prayers. Amen.
So what do you see, brothers and sisters? Ishmael was 17 years of age. The system in that household had to change. Because when you do your calculations, by the time Isaac is born, Ishmael is 14. By the time Isaac is weaned, that party, Isaac, taken from the birth, 3 years later after his birth, 14 and 3 gives you what? 17. That's why scripture says, as we open tonight, Joseph was 17 when he was sold of his brothers. Why? For 16 years, he's among them. For 16 years, he's declaring his dreams. For 16 years, hallelujah, God begins to show who he is. But his brothers are laughing. They're giving him nicknames. They're not considering what he's saying. So now, God must change the system in the Jacobian family, in the family of Jacob. That's why God says the generation of Jacob, Joseph being 17 years old. Hallelujah! God is saying, I'm going to change the system. The dreams he's been dreaming, now 17 years later, I will begin to implement the system that will bring it to pass. Tell you nurse tonight, oh, glory be to God. If the technicians can give me Genesis
47:28.
Now remember that Jacob had seen Joseph for the first 17 years. Then he saw him no more. But then later, Jacob joins Joseph in Egypt. So how many years? There's the scripture. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years.
Hallelujah.
So Jacob, saw Joseph,
Joseph,
the first 17.
17.
Jacob saw Joseph, the last 17.
17.
Why is God doing this? Because he's teaching us from the word that every time you see 17, expect things to change. How did they change with Jacob? After he died, Jacob living 17 years in Egypt, he dies, the family changes. Now they must embalm him and go bury him in Israel. God is reminding the Jacobian family, you had it two nights. You've had it two nights here in Egypt. Now I'm changing the system. You must start longing for home. Do you know that in Exodus 32, when Moses comes down with the Ten Commandments, and I remember you were with me at Sinai. Yes, I remember it just came back. With the 12 stones that Moses said, let every elder pitch a stone below Mount Sinai. We were there with
Moses.
Here's the point I'm making. When Moses comes down with those Ten Commandments, there has never been a man who has broken all Ten Commandments at once. Maybe you are lying. You are breaking one of the ten. Maybe you are stealing. You are breaking one of the ten. But Moses broke all ten at one time. When he saw the golden calf in the camp, he broke all Ten Commandments. But I've got good news for you. He broke them because God wrote them. God did the cutting of the stone. God did the writing. Read on in your Bible. After he broke them, God says, now you climb up the mountain. You cut out the stone. And I will write. Moses never broke them again. You see, everything that comes easy to you, pastors know what I'm talking about. If the church buys a combi, the church services the combi, the church renews the tires, the church pays the license, that combi won't last 6 months. After 6 months, it's on bricks. But let a brother buy the car. Let them service it. You see, it lasts for 15 years. So God knows how to deal with us. In the early days, the tapes were free. The spoken books were free. After a while, you visit a house and they've made fire with the spoken word book. But since we are paying for this, now brothers build racks for them. They're in the study. But the point I'm making is this. When Moses encountered that golden calf, it was the 17th day of the 4th month. 17th day of the 4th month since they left Egypt. Can you see that number 17? And the system changed. I remember the early Brother Perry Green. I don't like to call him late. How can you say the late Brother Perry Green? He's gone on. You are still here. You are the one that's late. Because the Bible says, they without asking will be made perfect. So we are delaying them. Say amen, somebody. Can you nurse tonight? Can these bones live? I remember him once preaching. I was in Tucson visiting and he just dropped in a 30-minute sermon. And he said, Moses had them grind the golden calf into powder. That's what the Bible says. And he deposited it into a river. Poured it into the river. And he made them drink it. Perry Green, being a very humorous brother, he says, in all my visits to Israel, I've been looking for that river. Because some of the gold must still be at the bottom. Well, in my many years of visiting, I haven't found that river, but it's there somewhere. You know why God doesn't want you to find it? Because that gold is golden calf gold. It's going to get you into trouble. Amen. Oh, I think you know what I'm saying. Oh, brother. Again, when you read Numbers 33, the Bible says Aaron died on Mount Hor. Mount Har Karkom. Say it that way. Because when you say Mount Hor, some people think you mean something else. Aaron died on Mount Har Karkom. I've been to this mountain. So what's so special about it, Brother George? It was the 17th stop. 17th stop since they left Ramses. You read your Bible, I read my Bible. Why do you think God says they removed from here and they went there? They removed from there, they went there. You think God is filling up the pages of the Bible? He wants you to count. Aaron dies 17 stops since they left Egypt.
pavanomira kechi 17
kubvaokana muEgypt. God is changing the system.
Mwari akushandura urongwa.
Hallelujah. God is bringing into view.
Mwari vakuisa pachina.
That the natural high priest will die.
Kuti mupristi wepanyamano.
But there cometh another that dieth not.
Asi pane mumwe achauya asingafi.
Hallelujah. He liveth from ever to ever to ever.
Anorarama nokusingaperi.
You see, so why then do you think Brother Branham says even the Bible is written mathematically? Where is Goliath making his big boast? Chapter 17.
First Samuel 17.
So 40 days, 40 nights.
Mazuva 40 neusiku 40.
He's mocking the armies of Israel. God is listening. And God chooses to put it in chapter 17 because the blessed prophet says, in tested faith produces goods. Paragraph 16. He says, so that a 17-year-old David could meet the challenge. Oh, hallelujah! Not only was David 17, God hides it in chapter 17. Where's the book of Esther? It's in your Bible, right? Great mystery of you, the bride, being married to the king. Can somebody say amen? And when they were putting the books of the Bible together, it is God who had it put as the 17th book from Genesis. Hallelujah! System change. And there you read about Queen Vashti, the mother queen, because she types another mother queen in Revelation 17.
Revelation 17.
One is in the 17th book from Genesis. The other one is in Revelation 17.
Revelation 17.
All speaking the same thing. Is that right?
Amen.
Do you know that Babylon came and destroyed the walls of Jerusalem in the days of Jeremiah, and Jeremiah had been prophesying about it? Do you know what date it was when the walls were breached? You guessed it. 17th of Tammuz. 17th of July. You see, every time you come across the number 17, God is going to do something. You had better be under expectation. That's why the prophet says, when the angel Gabriel came to a city of Nazareth, a virgin, the prophet says, 17-year-old Mary, God was going to change the system. Men marrying virgins, very good. Men marrying virgins, that's good. And then they fellowship, and then a baby comes 9 months later, that's wonderful. But with this 17-year-old, God was going to change the system. The angel was going to speak the word. No man made. I think you know what I'm saying. God was going to show. I'm going to show you that there is another system. Speak the word. I'm not here to joke. I'm not here to exaggerate. But I have my own way of saying things. In South Africa, the Chinese,
China.
You know they are everywhere. I think they are here too. They study the laws of every country very carefully. Those small eyes they have are the best thing God's given them. They read the fine print. So this Chinese found out that instead of waiting 4 or 5 years to get a South African passport, he found a loophole. that if he marries a local girl, 9 months later there's a baby, he can apply. Wow, then I don't have to wait another 4 years. So he married a local girl, 9 months later baby came, but baby only lived 3 days. So before he could apply, baby had passed. Next year, another baby comes. The baby lives 2 days. My goodness. Third year, baby comes. This one lives just 1 day. So the local girl goes home. She cries to her mom. Says, Mom, maybe the ngangas, the sangomas, they've bewitched me. I don't know. You know, we don't believe in those things, right? But some people do. The mother says, Icon, no, don't speak about Sangoma Nganga here. I told you that Chinese products don't last long. I just said that to settle my nerves. Can you nurse tonight? Can these bones live tonight? How many of you know that in the Gospels there are 10 Beatitudes? Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the meek. Is that right? You find them in the Gospels. But I found out that not many are aware that there are 7 more. You look surprised, don't you? Yes, they are in Revelation 1:3.
Revelation 1 verse 3.
If the brother can show quickly. What? Revelation 1:3.
Revelation 1:3.
Blessed is he that reads.
Revelation
14:13. Revelation 14:13. We are waiting. There it is, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. There are 7 of them in the book of Revelation. I've got them right here. You need another 20 minutes. But there they are. So in the New Testament, there are 10 in the Gospels and 7 in the book of Revelation. Total is 17. You don't realize that you are blessed beyond your measure. These 17 blessings are for you to change your system. Why do you think Jesus is transfigured in Matthew
17?
Why do you think it's like that? Why is it recorded in Matthew
17?
Because God wants us to know that
Moses
types the sleeping 6 church ages.
Elijah
types the last day Elijah messenger. Christ in the midst. In the middle. Matthew 17, the plan of the resurrection rehearsed.
Chapter 17.
Am I talking to message people? I know I am, but am I talking to tape listeners? There's a difference. And I'm not saying you don't listen to tapes. The ministers know that I'm encouraging you. Go back to the tapes. The tapes of the prophet, amen. So do you know quickly that in Acts chapter 2, brothers, I'm amazed. I'm amazed. I've read through Acts 2 all my life. But I never stopped to count how many nationalities are being referred to. You've guessed it. When it says Cretans and Arabians, by the time it gives you the last nationality, 17 are recorded.
17.
Why?
See,
God showing that the coming down of the Holy Ghost will change every system, will change every nationality. Whether you are colored, You are Chinese. Whatever you are, when the Holy Ghost comes, it will change your old system and give you a new system. My brother, give me Acts 12, verse 4. I won't quote all the scriptures. Acts 12, verse 4. The Bible will tell you that when Peter was chained in prison, watch the word. And when he had apprehended him, that's Peter, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions. What is a quaternion? A group of four men times four. Four quaternions. 16 men around Peter. Who was the
17th?
Who was the 17th? Who was the 17th? Peter himself was the
17th.
And when the angel of the Lord saw that, he says the system in this prison must change. Open these doors.
Amen.
See? Open these doors. The numbers are correct. Let me see among the youth, boys, girls, how many here are 17? What your age is
17?
Just raise your hand. Yes. We don't have 17-year-olds tonight. Or a few up there. Do you realize what we're saying tonight? It is a very good age to be at. Not to say, now I can go and do Hollywood. You know what I mean? We are not interested in Hollywood. We are interested in Hollywood. Because in my country, when you are 17, the government begins to say, now you can take your freedom. But I'm saying to you tonight, if you are 17, take your freedom in Christ. Many of you know that Titus came and destroyed Jerusalem. It's all laying in the message, is that right? How many of you know when the first church age began? It's in the church age book.
AD 53.
So do a little bit of arithmetic. By the time Titus destroys Jerusalem, it's AD 70. It's exactly 17 years later. Look at it. 17 years after the first church age began, Jerusalem was still going in their blindness. Paul tried. They were blind. 17 years later, God destroys the city, disperses the Jews. We have no time tonight. But go read Galatians 5, verse 19 to 21, where the Bible says the works of the flesh are these. You took it out of me. Go count how many works of the flesh Paul refers to. 17 of them. Why?
See,
God is saying, watch it. Maybe you're already going on the 16th. You so love the world and the things of the world. God says, be careful. One is one too much. But if you keep on and you hit that 17th, you may never be able to come back. You may have crossed the line. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. I've been speaking for 50 minutes. Can you believe it? Now watch quickly. How many of you have heard the prophet speak about Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, a godly president. Well, go back and do research. Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president. From the 17th one, Andrew Johnson, America began to system change downwards. You see, we said 17 can be negative or positive. The mother of John Wesley was Susanna Wesley. Why does the prophet keep saying, she raised 17 children? He's trying to show you that look at that 17th one. He became a messenger. Is that right? And do you know that First World War, 1914, was started by a 17-year-old boy. He assassinated an Archduke Ferdinand, a highly placed man called Ferdinand. 17-year-old changes the system. You see that 17? How many of you have heard Brother Branham speak of Albert Einstein? Do you know that he was the 17th great mind in 100 years? And he changed the system. He brought formulas that the world is still wondering at. Until the prophet says, if Einstein had approached it spiritually, he would have discovered heaven. 1906. So why did God keep it away from him? So he can give it to you. And here we are. Some of us have never gone past them, the two maybe. Some of us have never even been to school. And today you know more than Albert Einstein. Today you know that heaven is no higher than this ceiling. Today you know that heaven is just a faster speed than this one. Let Usain Bolt be called the fastest man on earth. He doesn't know that there's a church full of people that are faster than him. Very soon we will change dimensions. Move like a thought. And you will be there. Hallelujah. Those of you who have studied chemistry and you've heard about the periodic table by Dmitri Mendeleev. Go back and check on the 17th element in the table. Watch its color. Yellowish green. Ember. Color of the pillar of fire. Oh, my brother,
glory to God.
Since it is God who put them in there, why does he give the 17th one the color of the pillar fire? Can you nurse tonight? Can these bones live? How many have heard the prophet say that John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the President of America, the first ever Catholic, violated the Constitution of the Forefathers, and that Elijah's spirit picked it up, and he kept crying, out. He says, "You sold your birthright. You voted in a man." You see, he wasn't against the man per se. He saw the spirit behind it. JFK was born in 1917. He married a woman called Jacqueline Bouvier. 17 letters. See? And she became the Jezebel of the day, changing the system of dress among the women. Are we preaching the message here tonight? The prophet says when she cut her hair this way, they cut their hair the same way. She was the first woman before Michelle, Barak's wife, to go sleeveless. Michelle Obama only copied Jacqueline Kennedy.
Michelle Obama copied her.
She released a spirit. Let's quickly move over to Israel. After Israel was dispersed into all nations, now there came a time for them to desire to go back to the homeland. Oh, I had time to speak about Theodore
Herzl.
They were like the Joshua spies that wanted to see the new land. It reached the ears of Britain. And there was a man called Lord Balfour. He stood up in the British Parliament. And he said, it's time for the Jews to be given back their land. And it was called the Balfour Declaration.
The Balfour Declaration.
And the year was 1917. Do you see that? Hey, brother, do you see that? Now, before somebody says, Pharaoh, let my people go. I'm 3 minutes from having preached 1 hour.
3 minutes.
Can you give me another 15?
15.
The Lord bless you. Now let's bring the 17s into the message. When Brother Branham was hunting with Jim Poole by accident shot the prophet through the legs. I'm quoting Victory Day 1963, paragraph 52. He says, I laid in hospital and my life was ebbing out until my heart was at 17 beats per minute. 17 beats per minute. That's when he slipped out and he saw hell. Now I've got a question for you tonight. If the preachers can preach under such anointing, that the sermon takes you to 17 beats above, will you cross over? I'm sure you will. Because if 17 below took him down, well, there's a mystery somewhere. I don't know where it is, but the prophet says it lays in the supernatural element. He says we have the revelation, but we are waiting for the supernatural element. When that supernatural element strikes, it'll take you to the other body. That's why the prophet kept saying, this body is 16 elements. Is that right? What's going to happen when you hit the 17th?
Element number 17.
You'll step into to the other body, brother. The prophet loved a certain chair. It was called a Morris chair.
The Morris chair.
Why are they laughing? Is somebody called Morris? Oh, God bless you, Brother Morris. I didn't know that. Inspiration. I didn't know his name is Morris. But there you go.
Brother Morris.
The prophet so loved the chair. You listen to the tapes. We've seen a duplicate of it, pastors. You've been to Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona.
On the side, you could read his Bible, lean and make notes, stretch back and stretch his legs. And when the company or the store repossessed it, took it back, it broke his heart. Until when he went beyond the curtain of time, God had another one there for him. But you know what struck me, pastors? He was owing only $17. Give God the praise tonight. So, God allowed the 17 to come into play. Because God knew he was going to take his prophet one day beyond the curtain of time. And there he would see the chair. Ah, when those boys used to mock the prophet. Calling him the son of a squaw, Indian squaw, you know, American Indian. Well, it's a bad word, squaw, so don't, yeah. Like son of a bad Indian woman, you know. The prophet says, he went for his gun. He loaded it. The boys were still laughing when he came from another angle. And he cocked it. And he said, who's ready to die first? So that you don't see the others die. You know what he says in the quote? He tried to shoot them. He says, I pumped 16 shells into the ground. I think it's God who pushed that barrel down. And God didn't allow the 17th to go off. The prophet would have been a murderer. Can you see that
17?
It would have changed the system forever. The prophet pastored the Baptist church for 17 years. The system had to change. He had to resign. You see that? In Durban, South Africa. 2 weeks ago, I preached for Brother Paul Moodley. Two Sundays ago. And I had the privilege as a South African to be put in the hotel where the prophet stayed in 1951, where he stood on the balcony and there were trucks passing with wheelchairs,
crutches,
stretchers. How many trucks?
17.
Hallelujah! South Africa could never be the same again. 17 trucks were an evidence that God had sent a prophet. When he was in India, he was challenged all day by different religions. The prophet says when the 17th one spoke, it was toward evening time. When the 17th one had spoken, the prophet was given a chance to speak. The system changed. Is that right? That's why the prophet says, I used to be a boxer. I boxed for Golden Gloves.
The company Golden Gloves.
He says, I won 15 professional fights. The 16th was a draw. The 17th is a spiritual fight.
Hallelujah!
The 17th! The prophet now fights spiritually. Hallelujah! Mocking the devil's cold. Mocking out the devil's cold. That's why. From when he baptized in June 1933, pillar of fire in the form of a star over him. 1950, pillar of fire over him. 17 years later. From 1933 to 1950, 17 years. He meets the angel in the cave. It's 1946. 1963, the supernatural mighty angel is above him. From
46 to 63,
is 17 years. That system is changing. Oh my! Hallelujah! When the prophecy of Daniel's image had to be fulfilled at the feet. To be fulfilled at the feet. To show that we had come to the iron and the clay. Khrushchev means clay. Eisenhower means iron. God allowed a man called Nikita Khrushchev on the 17th of May to take off his shoe To do what? When you take off your shoe, you show the foot. And the man beat with his shoe on the table. How God can use politicians to fulfill prophecy is amazing. God was saying, there are your five toes of the east. I'm the
Khrushchev.
There's Eisenhower representing the other five. On the 17th of May. The prophet picked up the mystery. How about the prayer line? The girl that said she's blind. In the audience, she says, I can't find my mummy. I can't find my daddy. But if anybody can lead me to that person, Branham, I will find my parents by myself. She was 17 years old. And she received her sight. When did the seals begin in 1963? March the 17th.
March 17th.
Congressman Upshaw.
Congressman Willie Upshaw.
Who was crippled.
The
prophet prayed for him. 17 years after his crippleness. In his 17th year. The congressman walked. Is that right? Let me close in a while. When the Christian businessman's chapter,
the business chapter, a Christian businessman,
had to vote whether they still wanted William Branham in their pulpits or not, there were 19 men that voted. Only two voted for Brother Branham. And they are Carl Williams, and Clayton Sonmore. The other 17 said, we don't want him. And the denominations went down. It was a system change. When the prophet met with his death, if you read Brother Perry Green's Acts of the Prophet,
page 163,
the boy who drove into Brother Benham's car, I researched, his name was Ramos. Spanish boy. He was 17 years old. When he killed that prophet, the system changed for the bride. Is that right? Brother Benham was born in April, is that right? Do you know that April is the 17th week?
April is 17th.
See, 17 again.
17
and Brother Branham was buried in 1966. Again in the month of April. 17 again. There's no time. There's just no time. Brother Branham identified two Judases in the message. In the commercial world, religious commercial, he said Elvis Presley. And as the seals opened, there was a man called David
Duplessis.
Very close to Brother Branham. They used to call him Mr. Pentecost. That man left the prophet, went to Rome, and came back declaring all over America that he sat next to the most spiritual man. When the most spiritual man was the one he left there. Now you know what part he played. Who went to the priests and the chief priests to betray the Son of Man? I'm going to leave Elvis Presley out. There's a 17. His wife, there's a 17. When Elvis Presley was buried, 17 limousines, there's just no time. System change. Brother Branham speaks about that little squirrel that jumped into his mouth and tore his tummy every 7 years. I've got five minutes to go. It started in 1948 and in 1965 God said you are free, your enemy is dead. 1948, 1965, 17 years. Sister Meade had a
tumor.
You know these things, don't you? But do you know, Brother Benham says, she had had it 16 years. In the 17th year, God said, speak. Speak tonight. Speak. It's 2017. Quickly, Obama.
Obama.
Do you know he won the election on the statement, change we believe in?
Akawina sarudzo nekuti shanduko yatinotenda mai.
You'll excuse me, I'm George.
Ininika muchandiregera
no. My nickname is Curious George.
Zita rangu kana kuti remadunhuriro ndi Curious
George. I started counting the alphabet.
Ndakatanga kuverenga alphabet.
Change we believe in.
Change yatinotenda
mai. 17 words.
Mavara
17 alphabets, I mean to say.
17 ma alphabets.
And the speech.
Zvino kutaura
that captured America by Obama.
Speech Obama yakabata America yose.
17 minutes, 17 seconds.
Akanga ari 17 minutes, 17 seconds.
Obama was the 17th president since George Washington.
Yakanga ari president wechi 17 kubva kuna George Washington.
To win two terms.
Kuti apinde pautungamiriri kechipiri.
Can you see?
Muri kuzviona?
Obama was sworn in by the 17th Chief Justice, since 1776. When Obama was sworn in as a president, 17 cameras were trained on him. Osama bin Laden, the enemy of Israel. Do you know he was the 17th child of a polygamist? Be careful, you polygamists. You might give birth to Osama bin Laden. Excuse me. God bless you. When Osama bin Laden had to be taken out, Obama and Hillary Clinton and the rest of them were in the room to decide. That's the picture you see on YouTube. But you don't know that before they watched the whole episode, Obama had deliberated for 17 hours. Was undecided for 17 hours. Now we're in 2017, I've got 2 minutes to go. And we have seen something very strange. The system in America has suddenly changed. There is a man who actually lost, but he's president. And there's a woman who won, but she's not president. The system has changed in 2017. Even the way that this president handles things, he's unlike all the presidents. System is changing. If that is an indication there, because there are three Israels, you know. There's Israel in Middle East. There's America as a symbol of political Israel.
Then
you are the third Israel. So if things are changing with the other Israels, maybe our body change is not far away. George Martin is now Mdara now, ne?
George Martin is now an old.
I'm a Sukuri now, ne?
He's a grandpa now.
I'm not going to say it's going to happen this year. I don't know. I'm just saying. 17 means something is changing. And I want to be ready when it comes. As we close. Brother Branham left us in 1965. You add 17 years, you get 1982. You add 17 years, you get 1999. You add the third 17 years, 2016. The third 17 years since the prophet left. We find ourselves in 2017. We are going home, folks. Can you raise your hand and say amen? Do you know what the doctors say? It takes 17 muscles to raise your hand. I see some of you are smiling. They say it takes 17 muscles for you to smile. Pastor, thank you for your brotherly kindness. And as you go to the Bible, read brotherly kindness. It is 17 alphabets.
Mavara 17 in alphabet.
Thank you, Pastor.
Okay.
Thank you so much. My precious brother. So I'm going to see Sunday night. Brother Morris. Bless you, my brother. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. 1 hour and 17 minutes.